Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's Thought on the Parsha. One of the many things that occurs in this week's Parsha is the death of Miriam. And Rashi notes that the death of Miriam comes on the heels of the Parsha, of the section of the Torah dealing with Parah Aduma, the red heifer, and the idea of atoning through the red heifer and through its sacrifice and so on. And Rashi says that the juxtaposition of these two sections is coming to teach us that just as the Parah Aduma, the red heifer, and sacrifices atone for the sins of the Jewish people, so does the death of a righteous person such as Miriam atone for the death of the Jewish people, atone for the sins of the Jewish people. What is this idea that the death of a righteous person atones for the sins of the Jewish people? It sounds almost like an idea taken from a different religion that is predicated largely upon the idea that the death of someone atones for other people. And yet here we have this idea in Judaism. So it is discussed by the commentators, the Ramchal, Rabbi Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, one of the great Kabbalists and Torah scholars and thinkers who lived during the late 1600s, early 1700s, talks about this question, and he explains the idea as follows. He says that when a person commits a sin, so there has to be atonement, there has to be midas haddin, justice has to be carried out. The God's divine attribute of justice demands that justice be carried out, and therefore the sin has to be atoned for and has to be taken care of. It is possible, however, for another person to step in and to take the brunt of the punishment off of the sinner. So if person A commits a sin, and person B steps in and says, I'm willing to take the punishment on behalf of person A, then the punishment can be meted out upon the other person who volunteers to take the punishment. The idea behind this, of course, being that a wrong was committed and justice has to be carried out. The wrong has to be righted. There's a punishment. But if someone else is willing to take on that punishment, then the punishment can be meted out that way. And on a deeper level, we can add that the entirety of the Jewish people are united at their root. And consequently, a fault in one Jew is essentially a fault in the entirety of the Jewish nation to some degree. And so that connection enables this attribute of judgment to be carried out as well, because there's a connection on a soul level, on a spiritual level, there's a special connection that exists between every single Jew. And so when this tzaddik, when this righteous person willingly takes on the punishment of another Jew, says the Ramchal, the punishment does not have to be as severe as it would have been if it would have been meted out upon the perpetrator. Why? The very fact, says the Ramchal, that this individual is willingly taking on someone else's punishment itself mollifies, appeases the midas hadin, that strict attribute of justice. You can imagine if we were to say that a king demands justice or demands punishment, retribution, for someone who has disobeyed him, has insulted him, and someone else steps up and says, Your Majesty, I will take upon myself the punishment for this other individual. The king will not punish this person as severely, because the very fact that this other very giving individual is willing to step in and take the punishment on behalf instead of the perpetrator itself is a major step of righting the wrong, of bringing goodness into the world. And so therefore the very fact that this individual is making this sacrifice to take on the punishment for someone else itself mollifies the midas hadin, this strict attribute of justice, and therefore makes the punishment not as severe. And consequently, when you have a very righteous person who is willing to take on the sufferings and the punishments of other people, so then that individual's suffering and that individual's death becomes an atonement for these people. Now let's be clear. It's not a free pass for everyone. Ultimately, a person is responsible for his or her actions. But there is an element over here that when a person has done something wrong and there is a need for punishment, someone else can step in and take that punishment. Ultimately, the perpetrator of the crime has still disobeyed, has still sullied himself or herself through his sin, and pure salvation merely through the other person is not going to happen. That person still bears responsibility for his or her sin. And there are multiple aspects and elements to a sin. There is the actual damage caused by the sin that requires retribution. But there is also the idea that when a person commits a sin, he or she has lowered himself or herself down a level, down a notch, has connected to impurity, to tumah, to less than holy areas of the world. And so that is not necessarily fixed fully by the tzaddik stepping in and taking on the punishment. So, of course, personal responsibility is still of paramount importance in Jewish life and in Jewish thought. But in terms of the idea that when a wrong has been committed and that wrong has to be righted, the midas hadin, that attribute of strict judgment that says a wrong has been committed and it has to be paid back in kind, that, to some degree, can be taken on by another individual. The punishment is meted out, the retribution is given, and so that element of midas hadin, of God's attribute of judgment, is balanced. What does this mean for us? Most of us are probably not at a level of taking on other people's suffering. That is true. However, there is an idea over here that we can talk about of feeling for other people, of perhaps bearing other people's suffering upon our shoulders to some degree. There is an idea of what we call noise ba'ol im chavero, bearing the burden of someone else upon our shoulders. And there is an idea in Judaism that when we take on someone else's burden of suffering upon our shoulders, to try to connect to that person, to feel their pain, to take a few moments or a few minutes or even longer to think about that person's difficult predicament in which he or she finds himself or herself, that itself lightens the weight of the burden from upon the person going through that situation. And perhaps we can say that this is part of that idea, that when Hashem decides that someone has to go through a difficult challenge, but when I step in and I take part of that person's burden on my shoulders, when I think about that person's suffering, when it pains me, Hashem says, the amount of pain that had to be meted out to that person is now partially borne by you as well, so then that person will not have to bear as much of the pain. There's a certain amount of pain that has to be borne by the individual. If other people are taking on that pain, so then it is shared, and it's not solely upon the shoulders of that one person. So let's think about this idea as we go into Shabbos, about identifying, feeling the pain of others. And even if we are not on the level of the tzaddik to die on behalf of others' sins and thereby provide some degree of atonement, however, the idea of sharing in the pain of others can help lighten the burden of others' suffering. I hope you enjoyed this message. It is a little bit long. Hope you managed. And I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.